He'd be like, no, you're going too hard. No, I can't feel it. No, are you even trying? Dalton, you're in a different room.
All right, that's the opening. And welcome to an episode of Podzilla 1985, where we're talking about Christmas. Fuck it. I'm done. Done with Christmas.
Why are we fucking Christmas?
Because Christmas has been fucking us ever since the beginning of December.
Yeah.
El Nino blowing away my cold air.
Fuck El Nino. This is going to be a very angry Christmas episode, because I don't have many good things to say about it.
How about we just not be angry and talk about our favorite Christmas stuff instead?
Let's talk about all of our favorite Christmas stuff that's not happening.
Well, we could talk about our favorite Christmas movies because, I mean, that can still happen. I mean, that's going to happen. I've got to watch Scrooged at some point.
He already watched it!
You son of a bitch.
A little bit. A little bit of that. I'm going to turn you down here, too, because we didn't get a proper mic check with Jesse, really, because he was playing Diablo.
That's not true at all. I came over here... And I talked into the microphone.
He did the minimal amount of work.
And you said you just need to
back up
a little
bit. Which is more than you did for Steven's Christmas gift. For Secret Santa.
Well, I hope he doesn't listen to this until he opens it now.
Don't worry, he doesn't listen to this anyway.
At all.
That's true.
To the point where whenever we make jokes about stuff that happens on the air,
he gets confused. Yeah.
He's like, so wait, what did I miss?
Why are we why are we making fun of Ethan for the food library? I don't know. Have you ever listened to an episode? Because you got money doesn't mean you got class or manners.
Jesus.
Goddamn. Can we just stop making fun of people for a little while?
Why? Because it's Christmas?
Or because that's, you know, half the show normally?
I know, and kids love it.
I don't know that they do.
Kids love squalor. I don't know if you heard that or not. I'm turning you up a little bit because I'm just all over on the level.
I'm so happy we're doing a live sound check. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. I don't know. You put Shannon behind that laptop and just all sorts of strange things start happening.
I'm a monster, really. I'm a monster and a beast and Christmas time. I thought I was going to kick the show off happier. And then the moment that I realized I was recording, I just got angry.
And I don't know why. Why so angry?
Because it doesn't feel like Christmas and it's depressing. And
now you know what my Christmas is like? What my Christmas has been like?
Go ahead.
It hasn't exactly been a winter wonderland, and it hasn't exactly been the past few Christmases.
Oh, yeah, today we had tornado warnings.
Tornado warnings.
That's what I keep hearing.
And, yeah.
My mother texted me. She's like, do you guys have bad weather? I'm like, I got a lot of rain and some thunder around 3 o'clock.
My mother texted me earlier because I got a Ouija board digitally.
God damn it.
Off the App Store. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey.
I'm Mr. Downer.
Who do we got here tonight? We got Dalton Manch to my left.
Yo.
Dalton. You opened your Secret Santa gift.
Yeah.
Already?
He did, because he's not going to be here.
Okay.
I leave it tomorrow.
Well,
yeah.
That's fine. You're excused.
He very much appreciated the ribbon. He thought it was gorgeous. That Lindsay did, who is also here with us. Lindsay, hello.
Hi. I make bows.
And
it was really nice, gorgeous. Bow, yeah.
It was a nice bow, and we put a bunch of your nicknames on there.
Yes.
Do you want to go over the list?
Not really.
Including specific ones that'll get us barred from ever being at the Apollo Theater.
Exactly.
So we'll skip that.
But it was such a great idea.
God, it was a good really idea. Good. Yeah. It was fantastic.
And look at that, Jesse Kimball down there at the end.
Hey, how you doing?
don't
answer that fucking question. Let's just keep talking about Christmas.
You mean let's start talking about Christmas? Because it's just pretty much how we've hated this Christmas.
That's true. And honestly, like, I would like this Christmas so much more if it was just cold.
Like 20 degrees colder. I'm fine with it not being cold this once.
I'm not
with my upbringing.
For our international fans, because we do have them, if you're wondering what are these Americans talking about, I think it was, 65 today, 70 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it hit 65 today. Yeah,
with tornado warnings. The wind and the rain was so extreme.
In December,
two days away from Christmas, and we have 65 to 70 degree weather and tornado warnings.
The wind was so bad it blew over my boss's fence.
Dang.
Shit.
The wind was so bad here, we had to lock the doors because they kept blowing open, like, violently.
I mean, my windows were rattling at work.
So it doesn't exactly feel like Christmas outside, but does it feel like Christmas on the inside of our hearts?
This is the first year I just really haven't felt Christmas at all.
Same. And it's really depressing because Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Like, I've been forcing myself to watch my Christmas specials.
And honestly, I think a large portion of that for me is the temperature. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is. I just cannot put myself in the Christmas spirit because I feel like I'm watching, you know, Christmas movies getting ready for Halloween.
And it's so hot, I don't want to bake.
Yeah. Like, it's just...
It's so hot. I don't want to bake.
It's because it's warm.
Christmas that's when you bake. Time.
That's, I mean, that's what the Jews said.
God damn!
That was not meant that way.
That's my Christmas, guys. That's how I feel on Christmas.
Well, we've just
insulting
lost
a bunch of people that don't celebrate
we
Christmas.
We just lost the Holocaust victim of audience. Come back.
God.
They don't even have to be Holocaust victims. We lost all the Jewish listeners. People. They're all gone.
So, Lonnie, if you were listening to this, you're gone now.
It's going to be really bad when he does start listening to these again.
He's going to be like, let's listen to the Christmas show.
He listened to the one I did with Allie.
Good for him. Because
of religion.
It was about religion.
Yeah. And he told me it was a great show. And I thought, thank you, first off. I appreciate it. I'm sad that that's the first one he's listened to in months. Because when we started this, he listened to every single one of them.
Yeah.
Both Nerd, Pin-a-Nerd and Podzilla. And busy man, sure. But not that I particularly miss his feedback because he didn't give any. But it was nice to know he listened to it. When we promote the show so much, you know? Or promote the store on the show so much.
Right. Because we really do pimp out, you know, the store. Gaming Ground, 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs.
Pre-orders and special orders.
The video game library.
Yeah. You know what? I really feel like I'm ruining Christmas. I'm going to step out of this. I don't want to ruin the show for Christmas, people. I'm going to step away. Ethan, will you come over and host the show?
No. No.
Are you sure?
$50.
What's it like being Christian? Like, no, that's none of us, sir.
All right, he's... no, Ethan just smashed his face into the couch.
We love you, Ethan.
Ethan eventually is going to snap. You will be his first target.
We said the same thing about Fonzie.
And I will be alive. His first target.
Yeah. All right, so if it's not Christmas outside, it's not Christmas on the inside.
Like it to be Christmas on the inside.
Well, let's make it Christmas on the inside.
Let's share warm, fuzzy memories of Christmas.
Okay.
Sure. Like?
Like, what was the coolest toy you got for Christmas when you were a munchkin?
I got the full Darkwing Duck toy set when I was a kid for Christmas. And Darkwing Duck was my favorite cartoon, so that was probably my favorite set of toys I ever got for Christmas. It was fantastic.
For me, it had to have been the year that I got a Nintendo 64.
That was a good one too.
That was a great year. Like, okay. My mom has never purchased a console for me for Christmas with the exception of the Nintendo 64. Like the NES, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, and then I bought the GameCube, Xbox, like I bought everything from GameCube on. So the N64 was the first and only console that she had ever purchased for us. And boy, oh boy, was that a fantastic Christmas.
You were playing with power.
Oh, yeah. All right, we popped in Super Mario 64, and yeah, me and my little brother just hours and hours.
I actually do have a story about Christmas and the Nintendo 64. When I was younger, my mother also got me a Nintendo 64, and she worked at a restaurant. She was a waitress my entire life, and she would go to work. I would get up, and I would unwrap the 64 and play it while she was at work. And then I would retape it and put it in the very back of the tree so she wouldn't notice when she got home. And my dad caught me one day, and I was just sitting there. I was like, am I in trouble? He was like, hey. And he just sat down and had a beer, and I just kept playing. I used to be very sneaky with my Christmas gifts. I've toned that down quite a bit old age.
Yeah. See, and my mom always had this thing, if we ever found out what we got and she knew that we found out, she would take it back.
Oh, God.
That may have been an empty threat. I'm really not sure. But my little brother and I were not willing to chance it. So, we did not hunt for Christmas presents because we were terrified that she was going to take them back.
Christmas for me growing up was always, I always got my systems at Christmas up until, I'm pretty much the same way as you. Once it got to the PlayStation, I bought them from that point on. I bought my own systems. But I remember getting a Nintendo on Christmas. And not being able to play Mario because my dad played Duck Hunt. I remember getting a Super Nintendo on Christmas, and I remember freaking out because of Mario World, and I played it so much. The 64, and probably the most disappointing one, and this, I just watched the episode of The Simpsons before I came in here, where Bart steals from the store, the video game.
Yeah.
And at the end, he gets the picture for his mom, for Marge, of him, you know, for it, and it's a great moment. And, she says, I got you this game that all the kids says is the hottest game going. He thinks it's Bone Storm, because you buy him Bone Storm or go to hell. And it turns out to be like Lee Trevello's golf. and the look on his face of disappointment, but then he sees his mother smiling and he fakes it for her, you know? And I had that moment when I was a kid because all I asked for was a PlayStation the entire year. I want a Sony PlayStation. And my mom on Christmas says, I think there's something in the trunk for you. So I run out to the trunk real quick thinking it's my PlayStation. I open up, it's a Sega Genesis.
Oh no! She went backwards.
And I got real sad, but then I looked at my mom and smiled on her face and I was like, oh yeah! Sonic Spinball!
That was a great game.
Don't talk shit on Sonic Spinball.
No, I loved it. I mean, I didn't hate the gift at all.
It just wasn't the PlayStation.
It was that sticker shock of, oh, that's not what I expected.
Yeah.
But once I settled in, yeah, it was pretty good. Dalton, what about you?
I remember, I think the one gift that I will always love the most was that Turbo Man. That's from Jingle All the Way.
I can't tell if he's patronizing me or not.
I can't either, but it's great regardless.
I'm being dead serious because I forgot how old I was when that came out, but I remember loving the movie, and then my mom got me a Turbo Man, and it was the coolest shit ever. Because I was still young enough to be like, I wonder if she saw the like was in the movie. So then I'd watch the movie again to see if she was in it because I was a dumb child.
I think she wasn't.
I want to say that I was in. Your mom was not in
Jingle All the Way.
In Jingle All the Way. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I was in third grade when that movie came out, so you would have been.
So you'd been eight. I'd have been like five. No. Five, four, within four and five, I still would have been young.
Right. So, I mean, it explains why he had to go back and rewatch the movie just to make sure that his mom wasn't fighting with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, Sinbad. Brittany told me she wasn't in the movie, and this was 2 years ago, and I found out my mom was in the movie. It was very, fuck you, Jesse.
So Jesse was eight, you were five, I must have been 27,
yeah.
28.
I think you started drawing Social Security at that point.
Yeah, I was already a CEO of a major company by that point. Oh, God, I'm going to watch Jingle All the Way. Now, that's Christmas right there.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Phil Hartman, The Big Show.
Sinbad.
John Belushi.
You're forgetting Sinbad, who is this?
How could you ever forget Sinbad?
Easily.
The pants
he wore.
For
about 12 years.
Oh, no, I didn't. He showed up on It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, he did.
One
I love
of the greatest
that episode.
Cameos of all time.
Oh, that episode is so good.
Yeah, yeah. Lindsay, what about you? What's did you already say something you loved from childhood?
No, I didn't. I was waiting patiently for you to all finish.
Okay, well, that's a good girl.
Oh, I need to really watch my wording.
If we could at all find
raising, that would just let all three of us finish first. Then she'd worry about herself.
I've watched that video before.
You're the greatest sleut.
God damn.
Anyways, as stupid as it is, probably one of the ones that sticks out in my mind was 1 year for Christmas, my parents completed my Rainbow Bright doll collection and got me the last three I was missing all at the same Christmas.
I didn't have Rainbow Bright.
That's because you were a boy.
Well, I did try to buy
She-Ra. I was a girly girl
once.
In the 80s. I didn't have She-Ra. I wanted She-Ra. My cousins had She-Ra. I had Rainbow Bright and Lady Lovely Locks and My Little Ponies.
See, I'm signaling to Lindsay to pull
I'm
the mic
sorry,
a little closer.
No,
no, closer to you. Closer to you. It's a no, pull the mic closer to you.
I don't want to pull it closer to me.
That's what she said. Dalton, high five.
Phrasing again.
If we can only all find
it. Oh, I am the queen like of the that. Misphrased. Are we forgetting this?
I never forgot it. I just like pointing it out.
Hey, we have questions.
Do we?
Yeah, because I posted a status 2 minutes ago. A couple people have replied. Let's get those shots out real quick. And if more people reply during the show, this is live, pal. This is live. Ethan Craig Miles has a question. In the Itchy and Scratchy video game, is there a way to get out of the dungeon without getting the wizard's key? What the hell are you talking about?
Isn't that a quote from something else?
It's from The Simpsons. Yeah.
Well, I'd hope so. It's Itchy and Scratchy.
It's from The Simpsons episode where Bart, or where Homer becomes Poochie. And they're at the fan event.
Oh, yeah.
At least I recognized it.
I hope you rescue shit.
I rescued-nized it.
Rescue-nized it.
You get the low five. That's fine.
Derek Davis, old friend of mine, says Christmas Story is always the answer.
No,
disagree.
It's no, not.
It was before it got overplayed by USA every year.
I will agree with that. No. Yep.
It's TNT.
TBS does a 24-hour.
Whichever one
sure
it is.
TBS
it's one
and not
of the
TNT?
Two.
I'm pretty sure it's TBS.
It's the Turner.
It used
it's
to
a Turner
it
network.
It used to be USA.
Yeah, when, oh, I, when we were yeah. little, it was USA.
Mm. It's still a tradition that needs to stop because that's why I hate that movie.
It's not a great Christmas movie. I don't care what anyone says.
Don't they do that with Elf? I feel like it.
Elf,
I
could deal with.
I think ABC Family does a 24-hour marathon of Elf.
Elf's not a
that
great Christmas
movie. That
actually
would make
either.
Me happy because I love Elf.
Not, but it's at least yeah.
I like Elf too. It's got Zooey Deschanel, who's a Christmas goddess.
Yeah, that was the first time I realized I had a crush on Zooey Deschanel. Most of you, that was the first time I saw her.
Yeah, funny how that works out, isn't it? Plus, it's got Bob Newhart. Enough said.
Yeah, it does.
But Christmas Story, I've never been a fan.
I don't know. Like, it was one of those things when I was little, there was the novelty of it, you know, and the whole idea of I also wanted a BB gun so I could relate, but my parents wouldn't get it for me.
You put your eye out.
Well, a couple of my cousins really liked it, so of course, whenever we went to grandma's, it got played, and I
Obama
got
takes
tired
the BB gun
of it.
Away.
Oh no!
Obama tried to take all of our BB guns away. Damn it, baby Obama!
But yeah, like. Yeah, all my friends, because, you know, I grew up in a redneck-ass town, so all of my friends had BB guns except for me, and my parents wouldn't buy one for me because they're dangerous. I mean, they were, and they were right not to buy me one because eventually I did get one, and I didn't hurt myself or my little brother, but I did hurt someone.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
Can you not say on the show? He's dead, isn't he?
He's at
listen.
The bottom of the leg.
Yeah, listen.
You put enough BBs into someone's eye.
I hear that turtles will eat everything but the skull.
Is that the new movie?
Oh my god.
Jesus.
So, let's
Merry Christmas, you animals.
But anyway, no, that's yeah, they were right though not to give me a BB gun because it ended up bad.
Yeah, cuz he killed a man.
I did.
He shot
him
in
a
Reno just to watch him die.
I don't think I want to be in this group anymore. Shane with Quaaludes, you're killing people.
I totally don't understand anything that's going on
right
now. Let
multiple men finish first.
Excuse me?
I am the saint. That's bad.
You're the saint.
I love how
you're
I just
the saint.
As a whore.
You're the one
well,
on
I mean,
the last
I'm a homicidal
about blowing
maniac,
guys.
If that makes you feel any better.
That's fine.
It's okay. Nah. I helped a kid today who's probably going to grow up to be a sociopath.
Neat. I'm a sociopath.
Neat.
Did you beat a younger sibling in the face with your shoe?
Well, do you know?
Oh, shit. I did that when I was little.
All right.
Several times.
I beat other people's siblings with shoes as an adult.
With no facial expression at all.
I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't have any films of me doing it.
That kid's probably gonna get a big space station someday, and he's gonna have a really dumb looking lightsaber.
God damn.
Oh, that's a Kylo Ren joke.
And Ethan still hasn't seen the movie, so he's looking over here like, God damn, if I can spoil this,
spoiler alert.
He's on the goddamn cover of the movie, if
Santa's
you don't know by
real.
Now.
Listen. Hey, leave Ethan alone.
Hey, I got a message from Kevin Shankleburn.
Yay!
Oh, yay!
That'll warm our hearts this holiday season.
How many cuss words are in it?
One, two, three.
Have you gotten through the first sentence yet?
Just three.
He just read his name. It was Kevin motherfucking Shankleburn.
Kevin says, Christmas be a good time of cheer, but as we all know, it's a shit fuck of a time for most. Keep up the good work on the show. Happy to be your owner. Merry Christmas, you assholes.
It's so bad.
We love you, Kevin.
Mr. Shankleberg, I'm glad you're pleased. we'll continue to try and do our best.
We'll have those TPS reports on your desk in the morning.
That would be great.
Oh, he's our Darth Vader.
And that's the only comments we have because I posted it like a minute ago.
Yep.
Because Shannon no remember show tonight. God. Shannon no remember Christmas.
If only it was cold. Then Shannon would have remembered. Like, honestly, I was outside thinking, like, earlier today. Like, I was, as I was walking outside from my office.
Okay, that sounds a lot
I
better.
I see, what, fuck you. I see, you know, all this, like, cloud and overcast and everything else, and it's breezy. It's at a point where it's not really raining yet. It's just, you know, that overcast
it's
and breezy.
Gross looking.
Is that threat?
And I'm just like, man, if I walked out and I wasn't wearing a short sleeve t-shirt comfortably, this would be perfect. Because, you know, that's that, like, especially on the 23rd.
It
you know, you see that.
Snow, exactly. Except that it's fucking 65 degrees.
If it's, you know, if it's like 25, 30 degrees outside, you see that overcast, you start getting a little excited. You're like, yes, we may have a white Christmas and that would be awesome. But, you know, then I walked outside and I remembered I did in fact have a short sleeve t-shirt on and I was very comfortable.
Yeah, I remember Mandy came in, Mandy Kennedy from the show.
She had shorts
she
on.
She had shorts
what?
On.
What?
Yeah. The fact that Mandy Kennedy had shorts on.
And she's tiny.
She is tiny and always very cold.
Yeah.
Like, it can be 70 degrees outside. She'll probably mention being chilly.
Well, I saw a guy walking down the street, again, in shorts and no shirt. Just sweating.
and blowing away in the tornado winds.
Yeah. A twister. It's horrible. Was it last year or 2 years ago, I guess? I don't think it was at Christmas, but it was around Christmas time. And we'll probably get snow and ice come January.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be real bad once El Nino passes by.
But I remember being at the store with Justin Mann, and we were doing inventory, and it started sleeting. And that's how Christmas should feel, where you have that threat of the weather might get bad. Let's get home, snuggle up by the fire, or at least your
space
television.
Heater.
Yeah. But this time it's like, well, pop the covers off, turn the fan on, and try to cool down this Christmas.
The fact that you said Justin Mann and inventory means it had to have been at least 2 years ago, if not three.
I think it was the first year I was here, because I've only been here 2 years. I'm going on my third year, which blows my mind. I can't believe it's been 3 years when I've been at this store. Literally can't believe it's been 3 years. It feels like 5 months ago I started here. And
it's been more than a year since I've been in this store.
A year and a half. Another year and a half, and I'll match GameStop. And everybody remembers from me from both of us remember us from GameStop more than anything.
That's true.
See, I didn't know you from GameStop.
Well, I don't know if you heard on the last show when I mentioned that a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, I shopped with you when I was a kid. Now I want to have sex with you. And it's always awkward
Cody.
When you hear something like that. Cody Sandusky.
I enjoyed your show with Cody.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was amused.
It was a good
but
show.
But no, like, I never was in GameStop whenever you worked there, but like, that's like the first time I ever saw you, Jesse, was through GameStop.
Did you actually talk to me there?
I'm sure I said hi, cause I try not to be mean to people behind the counter.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
I probably liked you then. Yeah. Unless you worked at Hastings, you just said, nah, I'm not gonna pre-order anything, cause I can get it cheaper at Hastings.
Did you have that hair?
No.
No, I do remember, oh, what the shit is it? Sean. That dude, like, Edward Scissorhands.
Oh,
for a little while when he came in.
I think
you have to remember this. It's Steven's sister's boyfriend.
Oh, Sean Lohman?
Yeah.
I don't remember him coming into the store.
He used to come into GameStop all the time, and especially when he worked at Hastings, like, he would just come in and browse. And, I mean, he's kind of a dick. Just in general. Like, I've told Steven this too, and I'll tell him to his face as well. Like, he was, especially back then, I think now he's mellowed out a whole lot.
Yeah, he's pretty nice. He can be, I mean, he's like Steven. He's a good guy, but he can be obnoxious. Yeah,
but he used to come in, you know, with his Edward Scissorhands hair, and like, it was literally like, he actually, you know, explicitly stated that's what he was styling it
after. He was going for the Edward Scissorhands look.
He really was.
Well, all the ladies wanted that. Did you ever see the porn Edward Penis Hands?
No.
I've never watched it, but I do know it exists.
No. But either way, yeah, he always came in and he would just try to belittle me about
anyway.
how cheap how good his discount was at Hastings, and that's why he would never pre-order games at GameStop.
I hated Philip Collier for the same reason. Not the exact same, but him and his, pre-order and cancel. He basically just held money on his account is all it was.
Or, you know, Matt Duncan, he actually admitted to us that he was using us as a bank account.
Matt Duncan, black guy?
Yeah.
I remember him. Yeah, Yeah.
All right, we're getting back into GameStop tail land. So
we can get right into GameStop Christmas land.
No,
because there was nothing
very
worse
depressing
than Christmas at GameStop.
See, like, before Christmas, I never had a problem. It was always the 26th through, like, the 31st.
The return season.
Yep. And then, honestly, after the 31st, like, after the first of the year, it really wasn't bad until
tax time.
What was it? January 15th was, I think, the
cutoff date.
The cutoff date for the extended holiday return policy.
And we would all just sit there staring at the calendar going, one more day, one more day, one more day. January 16th, I need to return this. Nope!
And then that's when the
you
hatred starts.
Now, Dalton, you work at a food library.
No.
Who is that?
That's Ethan.
Where do you work?
He works at an entertainment library.
I work at an entertainment library, yes.
And a jeans library.
And both of them. yeah, no, I I hate this time of year so much whenever, like, before I worked retail, I loved Christmas.
Yeah, same. Same.
But,
oh, yeah.
Man, retail's broke it. That's why I'm really happy that, like, next year I'll be teaching, so I don't have to worry about.
And see, retail's also why I never want to have children.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching is why I don't want
to
have children.
I will continue children to are say why I don't that have working children. Retail is one of the best contraceptives out there.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Like, go get your little shit bag. I don't know why he's tearing through all of my shit.
I think the moment Christmas died completely for me was not, I always say it was when my mother died. And in a lot of ways it was, but I still had the Christmas spirit. It was when I became manager at GameStop at, the store Walmart.
That was pretty bad.
Oh my God.
I mean, you got your Christmas spirit back, like, after the, you know, once you left GameStop.
Never the same though.
Not fully.
Yeah. Once you experience that, once you work retail at all at Christmas, your spirit's gone. When you see how people act toward each other at a time when you're supposed to be, you're on your best. You know, it's like that. I wish I had the quote queued up of what's the guy from Peanuts? The one with the blanket.
Oh,
Linus.
I wish I had his speech about Christmas, you know, queued up. Cause that's how it's supposed to be. But when you see how people treat each other at Christmas time, it makes you hate being human.
Well, the real bad part about whenever you were there, that was the first Christmas that store was open. So
yeah.
You didn't have any of the good customers to balance it out. All you had were the customers that walked out of Walmart
and
noticed,
and
oh,
hey,
fair, look,
you're
GameStop.
On that side of town, which is all the people that come into Cape from out of town and think that that's all that Cape is.
Well, plus just honestly being over there on Seamers Drive.
Being by Walmart.
Yeah, like
was the worst.
By Walmart on just Seamers Drive in general, I can never get through that road without getting really pissed off. Like, I mean, I openly admit that I have road rage issues. Like, I think I'm a very calm man in most aspects of my life, but when I'm behind the wheel of a car,
just
I turn
away
into
from
Stephen
you.
Bright.
Oh, God. Like, motherfuck, shit, how'd it get me?
I do too sometimes.
Yeah, fucking lights aren't green, come on!
Or my favorite is when people honk at you when you can't see around the other car to see the oncoming traffic, but you haven't gone.
I don't like people. Especially at Christmas time. I hate consumerism. I say that and I probably spent $600-800 on Christmas gifts for two people this Christmas. But I hate consumerism.
Oh, thank you.
it ain't you, boy.
Shit.
That's all I gotta say. My gift giving comes from the love and spirit of Christmas and trying to make people happy. Not, I gotta get the little shit what he wants because he won't fucking stop bothering me about it. Here's little Johnny's, as opposed to Big Johnny's Christmas list of a million things that he wants that cost $4,000. If I don't get at least half of it, he's going to be a little bitch on Christmas.
That's because everyone's
spoiled
now.
Fuck you, little Johnny.
As opposed
to Big Johnny.
That is pretty
true. How many years did I ask for a Nintendo and never got one, but I didn't pitch a little fit to my parents about it?
Oh, well, see, I wouldn't have dared. My ass would have gotten beat.
Uh-huh.
My drunken father would have beat me with his belt. If he wasn't so drunk.
My racist father would have beat me with his belt.
His racist belt.
As he was lighting the cross.
He's getting it ready. No, that was my grandfather. My father wasn't quite that racist.
Just he was keeping up the spirit.
Yeah. Just him and Zach hanging out.
It's been 70 years. I don't get why they just don't get over it.
Zach, who I know listens to the show and actually told me today that he kind of finds it funny now. So he's good with it.
Oh, that we call him racist?
Yeah. Because everybody's good. A little racist. Hitler was a little racist. You know?
Yeah,
I like that
a
you
little.
Connected Hitler and Hogan.
David Duke. No one said Hulk Hogan.
You said everyone's a little racist. That was
That's
verbatim what he said.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, you didn't put the last part, but yeah.
I was looking through my rose-colored glasses.
God damn it.
Because, I mean, like, you really were just missing the brother, and you would have had the quote.
Well, look here, little dude.
That's not what he said.
Nope.
Do you want me to say what he said?
No!
No. None of us do.
No.
We got through Cody's episode without saying the N-word.
Are you sure?
It was a Christmas miracle.
Are you sure?
He's I'm positive, because I threatened to say it, and Cody said no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because I didn't want to endanger Cody in any way, because Cody's a great guy.
Cody is a great guy.
He is. He's one of the shining examples of this podcast. Not this table.
No.
This is a bitter, bitter, angry table.
We're not always bitter. I was actually really proud of most of my customers today. Like, most of them said Merry Christmas to me.
Same.
And we're one of those deals where, like, yeah, you can say Merry Christmas if they say it to you first.
Really? You're not allowed to say Merry Christmas just off the bat?
Mm-mm.
I said it to everyone that came in today because I'm trying to be in a Christmas spirit. There's no reason.
I'm trying to, too.
There's no reason to ruin other people's Christmases. The only person I didn't say Merry Christmas to was an Hispanic man that came in and couldn't speak English that well.
So you said Feliz Navidad.
I didn't, because I didn't want to offend him.
Because you said Merry Christmas.
I didn't want to say Feliz Navidad, assuming that's what he
was
saying.
And then like he just like says in a straight up like, I speak English, bro.
Well, he did speak English, just not well. And he wished me a Merry Christmas. So well, I wished him one back. But I didn't instigate it. Because I didn't want to say Merry Christmas. I didn't want to say Feliz Navidad. I didn't want to be offensive. And then I thought, my God, this PC world we live in is starting to rub off on me. Mm-hmm. Where I'm afraid to say things. There's a war on Christmas, and Starbucks is waging it.
God. So let's take our guns into
against
Starbucks.
The homosexuals. Because this is all of that dude's videos rolled up into one compilation.
Yeah, this is what happens when you let the gays marry. This is what happens when you let women go to college.
Man, why did we let that happen?
Well, we had to let them vote, and then...
I would have a lot more money if I wasn't allowed to go to college.
See? We tried to protect you.
We'd be a lot
ungrateful.
And to our African brothers...
Britt's going to
you're
kill
welcome.
You.
I'm going to be like, let's listen to the show on the car ride. Oh, never mind. I remember that made a lot of really...
Hey, Zach Kyrgios posted on our wall.
Hey.
He wants to know what's your favorite scene of Nightmare Before Christmas. And why is Goku in it?
Ha ha ha.
What version is Kyrgios he watching?
Is trolling. He put ha 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 in there. What is your favorite scene from Nightmare Before Christmas? Why not? Let's answer it.
Never really watched it.
You are a dumb son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, didn't you try to and
Zach Price kind of shut it down?
I wasn't going to say the name, but yeah.
We can say Zach the name on the show.
Well, I know, but I just didn't want to get into a long tangent of Zach Price.
Oh, oh gotcha. No, Zach Price. All right, back to what I was going to say. I just didn't like the style of it.
That's fair.
Yeah, it wasn't my cup of tea.
Do you like Rick and Morty?
I've never watched Rick and Morty.
Okay. You should.
That's what everybody tells me.
I just wanted to hear Lindsay growl.
Does not yeah. like Rick and Morty.
I was about to say, I was like, am I getting growled at for not?
No.
Oh. No. Yeah, Lindsay
I don't
really
like,
doesn't
Rick
like Rick
and
Morty.
It's ugly and gross.
It ain't pretty. With,
I mean, and mind you, this is someone who enjoys Squidbillies.
No, Shannon.
Well, see, that actually is strange to me.
I know.
What's not to love about Squidbillies?
Because I can't do Squidbillies.
Because it is also ugly and gross.
I couldn't watch Ren and Stimpy because it was ugly and gross.
I See, couldn't eat while watching Ren
I,
and Stimpy.
I loved watching Ren and Stimpy when I was little. I think because, you know, when you're 7 years old, nothing is funnier than a fart joke. That is the peak of comedy at 7 years old.
That's
yeah.
the first time that word's ever been uttered on Podzilla. I feel dirty now. My bad. It won't come clean.
If it makes
he doesn't
you feel
like
better.
Bathroom stuff.
I was just about to talk about how I no longer find Ren and Stimpy funny, because I tried to go back late in, you know, a later age and watch it.
It's hard to go back
It was
and watch.
Bad. And then I tried yeah. watching the Spike TV one, because everybody said it
and
was even better.
Even worse.
And I was like, no, this is so much worse. So yeah. much worse.
Like, that's the difference.
The yeah. funniest thing that Ren and Stimpy ever did was on The Simpsons, when they were up for an award for best animated show. And it said, one of the nominees was Ren and Stimpy, the new season. And it just showed a picture of, like, Clip Not Ready. That was the funniest thing Ren and Stimpy's ever done. We didn't answer the question though. Dalton can't answer it because he's a homosexual.
Oh no.
That's Damn. From The Simpsons. A lot of Simpsons tonight. So Jesse, what's your favorite scene from The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Come back to me. I'm still thinking.
Lindsay, what's your favorite scene from The Nightmare Before Christmas?
When he's in the graveyard after he's been blown up and he's reflecting on what he's done.
What have I done?
Uh-huh.
What have I done?
Yep.
It's a good song too. I think my favorite's the opening song.
I don't really this like is the Halloween. Town hall also,
and
though.
Okay, Ethan's here. I don't know what Ethan was doing.
I didn't know either.
I thought he was going to grab understood. Lindsay's melons.
No.
Jesus.
Oh, what? No, okay, I thought he was reaching for him there.
Merry
Christmas. We did a little fist bump. That's all.
Because I agree.
Because he agrees. My favorite is the opening song, just for the part where he's in his Pumpkin King look, and then he catches
his
on fire.
His Wicker Man look.
Yeah, I really yeah. like that part.
I mean, it's definitely...
That and anything with Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
I just like the whole movie.
Yeah, Dalton.
I do enjoy the movie. It's good. I don't know. Probably the first time he goes into the Christmas land.
What's this? You know, when he finds that place where you can go into all the other holidays that's been out slightly a couple of miles away from their town that mm-hmm. no one's ever been to before.
Right.
Where there are just doorways to other,
people don't wander outside their towns.
It's true.
I guess that's true.
He has nowhere to go. Halloween town is perfect.
Oh.
To him, I don't know. But either way, that's probably one of my favorite scenes. Mostly because I've always loved snow and anything to do with snow. And like whenever he went into that big snowy winter wonderland, I was like, oh.
There are certain,
and then the song is so good.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things. Well, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is this?
I especially love from the Nightmare Revisited soundtrack, I think it was.
Yep.
It's Flyleaf does a version of it.
Yes.
Which is really, really
but
good.
It's so slow.
It's, well, sometimes things can be slow and you still love them.
And then, what, didn't that all
stop? Stop, Dalton.
Oh, Ethan! No!
God damn it!
No!
Don't encourage it!
What, didn't that album also have the Marilyn Manson cover This Is Halloween?
Yeah. It also had, Korn. What was the song?
Didn't they do
Kidnap the Sandy Claus?
Yes. And, Rise Against did, Making Christmas, which we're gonna make that the opening song.
That's a great one.
Maybe they can make Christmas, for fuck's sake.
Who did the Oogie Boogie song?
Tiger Army.
It was the instrumental one.
There's two versions of it. There's the instrumental, and then Tiger Army did the rockabilly version.
Oh, okay.
Well, 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 what have we here? Sandy Claus, huh?
Tanner?
Is John singing?
He's the best Redneck. Christmas elf. No, don't say it!
Wookie.
One day, Lucky. Tanner really is just going to go in a blind fury.
Just Mortal Kombat style.
Yeah.
Can I tell a random story?
Is it about Christmas?
It's about Wookiees.
Close enough.
Go for it.
So I was down at Hastings on my break to get candy. And I went back through the toys just for the hell of it. And there's this little girl by the line of TVs. And there's one of those Chewbacca plushies that's like half the size of a child.
Yeah.
Just kind of wedged in there. And she walks past and kind of turns around. She's like, what are you? And pulls it out and hugs it.
Aww.
Looks around. She's like, you're my pet. And scurried off. It was adorable.
They later busted that little girl for stealing.
and this is from someone who does not like children.
But you do like Wookiees.
I do like Wookiees. And it was just adorable, the look on her face when she grabbed this Chewbacca plushie.
I'll tell you what's not adorable. Wookiee children.
No.
If you've ever seen the Star Wars holiday special.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Have you seen the Wookiee children in Rebels?
I don't remember them.
Honestly, the Wookiee child in Clone Wars was fun looking.
Wookiees are just weird.
Because he was a Wookiee youngling, and you know he's making his lightsaber, and you know he obviously couldn't talk or anything, so real fun.
There's a great episode of Aqua Teen where someone's like a werewookie, and when they see the moon, they turn into a Wookiee. It's so stupid.
That would be so awesome. Especially if it meant I could have a bowcaster.
Let me see that weapon
got a lot more powerful in the new movie.
Yeah, it did.
He barely used it in the old ones.
Yeah, like you honestly, I don't ever remember him firing it in the original movie.
I remember him shooting, but I remember him shooting at like nothing. And it's only in Return of the Jedi on Endor.
Yeah.
I just remember him firing, but nothing really happened. Not in this movie. Wookiee rage. Because
go back
and listen to the Nerd Up episode if you want to know why. Spoilers abound. Going back to what you guys said earlier, there are certain things that I can only do on Christmas, and it's the only time I enjoy them really. Like, I love playing Donkey Kong Country on Christmas because of the snow level. Like you were saying, you love snow. The snow level where you're going left to right and you're bouncing off stuff.
Yeah.
Brotherhood of the Wolf. Great sort of horror film about, history and sort of a werewolf. Not really. I can only watch that at Christmas because it's cold and it's dreary. I used to sit down. I would sit there and watch every VHS I had of Sailor Moon day after day for like 12 days straight. I'd watch the entire series. And I just sit there on the floor in my trailer with my Pepsi and my popcorn. And I watch Sailor Moon all day with commercials, including my favorite commercial of all time. When Batman Beyond, Batman was at his console and he's sitting there typing. And all of a sudden, Pikachu appeared on his head.
Mm.
And Pikachu did a little dance. And then he started giggling. And then Terry McGinnis was standing there and embarrassed him. Fun commercial. I'm going to post that on my Facebook if I can find it.
I love Batman Beyond.
It's a good one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Hey, Dalton.
Yo. Are we going to say things that we can only do during Christmas?
No, but, oh, sure. Why not? Yeah. Let's do that.
Sex? What? Is that where this is going?
No.
What you do with candy canes disgusts me.
That's fine.
It also arouses me.
I mean,
me too. That's why I do
it. Candy canes over under the tree.
I'm fear aroused.
There's a reason there's not as many.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how I'm
kind of sit in the jarred?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh my god. Sorry, Billy.
God damn it.
I tend to really like watching Scott Pilgrim during Christmas.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
It's not a Christmas movie by any stretch of the imagination, but it's one of those that came out, I think, on DVD like right before Christmas my senior year.
Yeah.
And I watched it, because I didn't watch it in theaters. I watched it, like, I bought it on DVD because I figured I'd love it. And whenever it starts getting cold, that's usually when I watch it.
When you pop it in.
Yeah.
Because it's in Canada. It's always cold in Canada.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas movie? I know this was going to come up eventually, and I think Lindsay was banking on this. because she wanted to talk about your favorite Christmas stuff, and we'll do that. What is your favorite Christmas movie, Dalton?
I have two, Jingle All the Way and I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, you mentioned that earlier.
With JTT?
Yeah. We were scrolling through,
it's on Netflix right now.
No, Hulu. Too.
Yeah. And I was pissed because he wouldn't fucking watch it.
We were scrolling through movies this morning and I'm like, I want to put something Christmassy on. And I saw Garfield's Christmas and I really wanted to play it, but under agreement, I will only watch it with Lindsay because that's our thing.
We both cry like a little bitch.
Yeah. So then we saw I'll Be Home for Christmas and he said, oh, that's like my favorite Christmas movie. I thought he was joking.
No.
Whose favorite Christmas movie is I'll Be Home for Christmas starring the kid from Full Home Alone? No.
Home Improvement.
Oh God.
Home Alone. Full Home Alone.
Full Home Alone.
God damn.
Yeah, no,
ended up watching I'm Gonna Get You Sucker for like 20 minutes.
How is that Christmas?
It's not, but it's
awesome.
It's
a great
Fair
movie.
Enough.
I overgolded. Jesse, what about you?
That's a hard pick. Scrooged is definitely up there.
God damn it.
Love that fucking movie.
That's my favorite Christmas movie.
So good.
By far.
We watched
that here the other day. There were a couple people that hadn't seen it yet, and they loved it. And I had to walk away at the end. When he does his big speech about, you know, get the spirit and you'll want it every day and all mm-hmm. that, I had to get up and walk away because I was like... fighting back tears. I'm like, I'm not going to cry in front of everybody.
It's so good. Such a good movie. And then I also like Elf a whole lot. I mean, it's a sillier movie, but I still really enjoy that one. I mean, there's a ton of Christmas movies that I like. Like, I mean, I'm a big fan of, you know, Halloween time and watching scary movies and stuff like that. But I think there are more Christmas movies I like than there are scary movies that I like.
I especially love Christmas horror films. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Dalton.
Lindsay, what was the movie? It was Disney Channel original. The one where the girls like stole Santa's weather machine.
Oh,
yeah, it's going to piss me off now because I don't know what it is.
I don't. It was one of their Disney original ones.
Yeah, because it was like two NBA players were the elves. All right,
I don't remember. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Lindsay, what's your favorite Christmas movies?
Well, I love all the Rankin Bass stop motion ones.
Lindsay's an old school Christmas fan.
Yeah. I love all of those ones. Like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Year Without a Santa Claus. Like all of those.
Rudolph,
I really,
the Red-Nosed
really
Reindeer.
Like. Rudolph, Jack Frost.
We used to watch, I think it was ABC Family used mm-hmm. to marathon those.
Oh, they
it was
still
like
do.
The 25 Days of Christmas mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yep, I
which
love
is
all of
much
those.
Better than their 31 Days of Halloween.
Yes.
No, it's their 13 Days of Halloween.
Is it just 13 now?
Yes.
It sucks so bad they cut out a couple.
But in the past couple years, Shannon knows what my favorite is. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
You get $50, Ethan.
$50.
Okay, so wait, what is this?
Emmett Otter's.
It's a Jim Henson production from 1977 based on the novel Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
And it's really good. Yeah, I really like it. She showed it to me not too many years ago.
It's very down to earth and charming. It's about a mother and son that don't have a lot, but they want to get each other something nice for Christmas. So they both enter the same contest, but in order to get the money to enter the contest, they hawk something. So that they can get
well, one hawks
something,
the other.
Well, okay, one hawks something, and one puts a hole in his mom's washtub. So.
Yeah, like because that's a common trope, uh-huh. like in like several different Christmas and birthday stories and stuff like that, gifting.
But it's so good, and it's Jim Henson, so you have like all the classic Henson performers in it, and it's just good.
I miss that man, Golden Man, is what he was.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Dashing Man.
Now we have wrong-sounding Muppets.
Not all of them. There's still two that are.
See, I don't entirely dislike the Muppets now. Like, the voice actors are fine.
I love
most
the Muppets.
Most of the ones that are doing them now, you can't really tell too much of a difference. Some of them you can.
Yeah.
But most of them you can't tell.
I find it very strange to go back and listen to Kermit when he was voiced by Jim Henson. He sounds so different than how I'm used to him. Sounding. I don't know what it is about it. There's something about his voice.
It's probably because you've watched a lot of the newer stuff in general, and then that's become normal now to you.
I do like the newer Kermit. I love Kermit just as a whole.
Steve Whitmire does a good job at Kermit, too.
And I'm still a huge fan of that first, like, Muppet movie, the one that was written by...
The Muppets.
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel, yeah.
It was good.
It was so good.
I'm still waiting for Walter to show up on the new show.
Where's Walter?
Well, he's probably a big star out somewhere in Hollywood. HBO, Hebrew Box Office.
Jesus.
Liberal Jew Run Media.
Jesus.
Go watch Mr. Show with Bob and David. There's a great Christmas skit on there where Santa Claus is also the ratings man.
Yes.
And it goes in this whole thing about cock rings. It's Incredible. Only in
Michelle. I love the fact that they're in such a monotone when they do it too.
Yeah, they treat cock rings like you would treat like used cars. My favorite Christmas movie is Scrooged, by the way.
How cock rings are used is kind of like used cars.
Ew. Think about
it. You get some mileage out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got to throw them away. Hopefully somebody else will buy it later. Whoa, that was weird.
Or Christmas.
Scrooge.
Scrooge.
You're saying that's your favorite.
Scrooge is my favorite Christmas movie of all time, with second probably being Gremlins. And we had this big debate, is Gremlins a Christmas movie?
It takes place at Christmas.
It's focused around Christmas. How is it not a Christmas movie?
I mean the
Christmas isn't
a present.
Theme. It's just... Christmas isn't a theme, it's just a plot point.
It's the same thing with Home Alone
Christmas It's set during Christmas, yeah. It has Christmas imagery.
Time.
There's a part in Gremlins, which... it may have influenced the fact that I'm so depressed all the time. The part where Phoebe Cates tells the story about her father and why she hates Christmas.
Mm.
Have you guys ever watched Gremlins?
Oh, yeah.
Dalton, you have not watched Gremlins?
I have
she
not.
She keeps talking about how she hates Christmas the entire movie. And then at the end, she finally tells the story about how her dad tried to surprise them by dressing as Santa Claus and coming down the chimney, slipped and broke his neck. And then they sent search parties out, and days and weeks later, she noticed a smell coming from the chimney, or from the fireplace. So when they came, they found her dad with, like, a whole bunch of presents. And he had
broken neck in the chimney.
And it is the darkest thing in this zany, quirky movie.
That actually, like, gave me an irrational fear when I was little of chimneys.
That you would slip and break your neck?
Like, honestly, like, it just, like, that's the only kind of place that I ever have any kind of claustrophobia in.
Yeah.
Is in, like, chimneys. And whenever I see stuff like, fuck, even, shut up, Dalton.
Whoa, no,
like, you remember Santa Claus, like the Santa Claus with,
Tim Allen. Home Improvement.
back to Home Improvement.
Full Home Improvement.
Yeah, no, like, every time he would go down a chimney, like, even when he would do it magically, it would still freak me out.
You were like, don't break your neck!
I know, there's just so many things, like, don't get stuck.
Don't get stuck, fat boy! I'm trying to think of other Christmas. Oh, Krampus was actually pretty good.
That's what I heard. Somebody told me I needed to go watch it.
Wasn't that the, are you talking about the episodic one, or the...
The newer one, the American remake.
Okay, I still haven't seen that.
So. It's got David Koechner and that guy from...
Adam Scott from Parks and Rec.
It's good. It's not the greatest Christmas movie of all time, but for a Christmas horror film, it's pretty good. We also watched Christmas Horror Story on Halloween. It wasn't so good. Nobody even remembers it. That's how forgettable it was. Well, that seemed redundant.
It had really poor transitions.
It was so unforgettable.
And it jumped
nobody
around a little
remembers.
Too much.
Yeah, I felt like, because we talked about that one before, like, had it told, like, an entire story, then an entire story, and then an entire story,
yeah,
it would have been so much better than the way it did it, where it was just trying to...
It was like time travel cuts.
Yeah. It was kind of confusing. What
Ethan's
about Christmas?
Popping around.
Like, I like that movie.
Which one? Christmas Horror Story?
Yes.
I mean, I liked the ending. Like, the ending made it tolerable.
Yeah, the ending made it. Yeah.
The best part for me.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see Santa Claus fight Krampus, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So
and by the way, for all of you listening, I'm pretty sure it's Krampus, not Krampus. Krampus is what girls get when they get their monthlies.
God damn.
So,
that's not quite accurate, but yeah.
That's what biology tells me.
I think you're adding a syllable. I can't be sure.
Is it the s?
Yeah.
I've definitely heard Krampa before.
Krampa.
When talking about the monthlies. Never.
Can't be cramps.
That'd be stupid.
When one is riding the crimson wave.
But that would be something women would come up with. Be like, oh, I got the cramps. It's obviously Krampa.
I got the Krampus.
Britt is just going to, I feel like if she actually listens to this episode with you, the whole time she's just going to be staring at you.
Suddenly.
With this look in her eye like, you aren't getting laid for a year.
And I'm going to be like, so just like last year.
Oh!
Just keep digging this hole. We can keep doing this.
2 years.
Suddenly Zach Price is looking a lot better.
False. I'd have to go short of punching her. See? That was bad. That went really dark.
That's the line.
Domestic abuse.
That's the line. What about Christmas music? What's your favorite Christmas song? Come on, Rooster Boy.
I don't really have any.
Somewhere favorites. From your fucking coffee house musicians.
Jesus.
He's calling you a hipster.
You gay hipster fuck.
Oh, so whenever... Oh God, all right, anyway, back to the wrapping up the box for my Secret Santa, or Santa.
Well, we're going way the fuck back.
one of the
well, this is like, the replacement for the Trainwreck Thursday show.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, that's true.
One of them said gay hipster fuck. And I was like, that's not correct. It's supposed to be gay, comma, hipster fuck. That's what you said.
Yeah, but gay hipster fuck sounds better.
It does.
Sounds so much better. I try to give you the benefit of the doubt that they were cussing
the
with
G-H-F.
I think that's a new one. GHF.
You brought that on yourself. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Mr. DSL. All
right, so again.
Dedicated superior leadership.
Okay, anyways.
Favorite Christmas song. Go Back to Me.
He's got a thing.
I don't have
Who
it
sings Back to Me?
The Go Fuck Yourselves.
That's indie as fuck right there.
That's true.
You'll never hear them on NPR.
You know what? I'll go ahead and go. I'll go. Right. Carol of the Bells.
Bye. Is there a particular version
Literally
you like?
Any version Pentatonix? Of Carol of the Bells. Like Pentatonix is good. Yeah. It's not my favorite one, but it's good.
Lindsay? Oh, never mind. Jesse's still going.
Nope. That was
No, you said something. You gotta keep going.
Any version of Carol of the Bells. Like, I've yet to hear a bad version of Carol of the Bells.
Yeah, no, I just started.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, no.
Ethan. Get over here and sing Carol of the Bells.
He's just going to go straight
No,
to the
that's not a published one. Version.
Get close to the mic.
Are you for real singing right now? You know the words to that?
I do, too.
Okay. Lindsay, sing with him.
I honestly.
Carol of the Bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing a cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. I don't remember the rest.
We're gonna owe some motherfucking money. That was definitely more than 10 seconds.
I'm pretty sure that's hit public domain by this point.
What if it hasn't?
Pretty sure most of the songs we use for these shows don't.
That's true. Yeah, if the songs we use for the intro.
I mean, we sang it in high school choir without having to get anything.
No, there you go.
Where they wouldn't let
good.
Us sing like certain musicals and
you
stuff.
Were in choir?
I was a first soprano. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I like that you didn't go to the obvious joke of me making fun of choir.
Oh, because you're.
I teach choir.
You teach choir.
Yeah.
He got so into it that he did another 4 years of it after high school and is going to continue for the rest of his life being in choir.
He's got so much time to do it since he ain't getting laid.
Ever again.
So, like, the first 4 years.
Oh,
my
no.
God. Lindsay, save Dalton.
What?
Oh. What's your favorite Christmas song? Dalton figured it out.
Okay.
Weezer did a Christmas.
Son of a bitch.
They did a Christmas, like, little EP for iTunes a few years back, and I downloaded it. It's really, like, it's like 2 minutes a piece. It's like 5 songs, but I really like the whole set.
You are going to be the only one that gets this reference. Do you remember Jillian Hall?
Yeah.
From wrestling?
Yeah.
She has a Christmas album out.
Really?
And it's purposely bad. And
yeah.
That's where I'm going to find that Carol of the Bells. It's going to be glorious.
Fantastic.
Honestly, what's your favorite Christmas song?
If I get to go with one I actually get to listen to regularly, thanks to work, it's the Chipmunks Christmas song. Christmas, Christmas time is here. He wants his fucking hula hoop.
I want that to be in the actual song now.
One of my favorite Christmas songs was from Sailor Moon. It was the voice actress for Sailor Mars saying, what is the song's like, Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart?
Yeah, Last Christmas.
But she's Japanese, of course, so it's like, Last Christmas.
I'm so sick of that song. We've got like 12 versions of it that play at the store.
Very.
But
I was waiting for the first
one. I have one
I
don't ever
racist.
Get to listen to other than at home also.
What?
It's Little Drummer Boy and Peace on Earth by Bing Crosby and David
Forgot
Bowie.
About that.
Little. Okay, there was actually, back when I was a church going man.
What an idiot you were.
Right? every Christmas, we would have at LaCroix, United Methodist Church. And if you guys are looking for a church to go to on Christmas, I recommend that one. They do a rendition of Little Drummer Boy that is probably like, I'm going to find a video and send it to you because there's no way to really describe it outside of there are drums everywhere that are hidden and lights shine on them when they start and the drums just keep going and all different kinds of drums. And it's just so fucking cool.
You make me want to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra and I'm kicking myself that I never did get to go see him. Lindsay finally finished.
Cause we three finished.
We were done.
Yeah.
We already cleaned
so
up.
We didn't clean up. We're not women.
I'm a big fan of TSO.
High five.
But yeah, instrumental Christmas songs, I think, in general, I like more than...
Unless it's Kenny G. Yeah.
Fuck you!
No, I'm...
You moral uppity
motherfucker.
Where
the fuck do you get off
G.
telling me what to listen to?
Wait a minute. I'm with Lindsay on this one.
That's all my mother would listen to.
Time out.
Mine too. Every Christmas morning, saxophone, Kenny G, hours.
There's a reason
I'm
for that.
I'm not saying it's bad. Dalton. I'm just tired of it.
We literally had this conversation like 2 months ago
mm-hmm.
about Kenny G. Or no, it was the Black Friday one.
Mm-hmm.
We had this exact same. You said you hated Kenny G, and I think we both called you a motherfucker for it.
Yeah.
Was I not there to back her up on that one?
No, you were definitely there.
Okay, good.
I just dismissed you like I'm not saying it's bad. I just, mom burnt me out on it. Sorry. Yep.
Every like, I guarantee you, like, that's kind of why I don't want to be at my parents on Christmas morning, because whenever we open presents, that's my mom's thing. She puts on Kenny G, and it plays the whole time we're doing, like, Christmas, and I'm like,
I'm grateful.
Can I get some headphones for Christmas? Lindsay, maybe we'll just plug those
was
in.
Was it your parents that said you didn't want Black Santa to come? They
no,
wanted
that was
white.
My uncle.
They wanted white, so turn
but
that damn rap off.
Yeah, no, my uncle 1 year.
Is your uncle Zach?
No, my cousin Josh was playing rap music, and my uncle said, "Hey, Josh, we want the White Santa to come this year."
Implying that a Black Santa had come previously, I wonder what the Black Santa brought.
How else did he get the raps of CDs?
Oh,
I figured the uncle got stolen rims the year before, and he was really pissed off about it.
Jesus Christ!
I'm sorry, guys.
Dalton, the new Zach.
Bree, that one's for you, by the way.
I ruined this whole show, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're the one.
You're the one that ruined it. It had nothing to do with Shannon talking about cleanup. And
Lindsay letting us finish first. Merry Christmas.
Also, my favorite Christmas song for the records, that was a while ago.
Backdoor Santa?
I do love that.
Can we make that the song again? Just play the whole goddamn song?
You know what? We'll put it as an outro, entire song.
You know my favorite Christmas song that's a really stupid, annoying Christmas song.
I don't care, but... Because I know
you
it's
already said
make me
chipmunks.
Mad. What is
no,
it?
No, it's worse than that. Oh, I was singing it earlier.
If you say Crazy Frog, I'm going to hit you in the mouth.
Oh, Caterpie,
oh, God damn it.
Oh, won't you be my Butterfree?
It's Mariah Carey, by the way.
All
I want for
hers,
Christmas is
yes.
you.
Yeah,
that's the greatest Christmas song of all time.
Which she sang in the Thanksgiving Day parade this year.
Well, she certainly lip-synced.
Well, yeah, they all do.
Second place, by the way, is That You, Santa Claus by Louis Armstrong.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. Is That You, Santa Claus?
Yeah, because Shannon's Louis Armstrong impersonation is actually pretty good.
Well, thank you. No, didn't go to college
that's
for 8 years to sing that part.
He gets that reverberation in there.
Yeah.
Dalton Mankey.
You son of a bitch. It was 5. I'm not as old as you, sir.
He's super senior.
He brought it back.
Yeah, I did.
When I was in college, Louis Armstrong hadn't even started as an artist yet because I'm so old.
No, you're not.
He wasn't allowed to vote back when you were in college.
You know, I wonder if anybody
those
actually
were the
knows.
Days.
I wonder if any of our listeners actually know how old Shannon is.
If you know how old Shannon is, email me.
At oops, I forgot how to use my email at howdoiworkthisthing.com.
He went, like, hard on that
Jack
one.
Anime.
I don't know. My grandma's pretty good at email.
Shut up. You're devouring my joke.
Also, Lindsay's only a year or 6 months younger than me, so.
Yeah.
Why is she not getting offended? I don't know.
Because I'm not old.
He is, though.
I am.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Mentally, he's older. I'm the eternal 12-year-old, remember?
And I like 12-year-olds.
Never mind.
Nope,
not going to make that joke.
Not going to make that joke.
Nope.
Please, nobody make that joke. And let's not even make a joke that there's a joke to joke about.
It's not a joke. It's a statement. There's no punchline.
Nope. It's... Let's just move
Game
on.
Game rules. 1, no food or drink. I'm going to do anything to keep my mind off this joke.
Moving right along.
All right. So, something else Christmassy that we could talk about, our favorite Christmassy thing.
And we got about 5 minutes left. So let's, man, these shows have been going so quickly lately. We're having so much fun. Yeah.
That's true.
That's
which
a
is a big turnaround from how this show started.
Trainwreck Christmas is always a lot of fun.
Okay. Favorite TV series that had an awesome Christmas.
It's Always
episode.
Sunny.
It's Always Sunny Christmas special is fantastic.
I don't think there could be a better one. When the train of Santa Clauses by Charlie's mom.
So yeah, whenever Christmas morning we would go to our neighbor's house,
we would open their gifts, and then they would be opening our gifts.
And that's why there were no presents at home.
Yeah,
I think 1 year Santa brought one of his elves. I think it was an elf. It's like a goddamn sauna up there.
We go down and throw rocks at trains.
That's easily my favorite Christmas, and that's beating Garfield.
Which is amazing.
Garfield is, I love the Garfield Christmas special. It makes me cry. But damn that It's Always Sunny special.
The Charlie Brown Christmas special is one of my favorites.
Aqua Teen.
Yes!
Where they get the Chechenian prostitute. That's his gift for him for being such a good boy this year.
Dalton,
you
here?
Like them wraparound shades he made you?
What about that computer he made out of bark? That's my favorite one.
The Batman animated series. The one where, like, Robin keeps trying to tell Batman.
Ooh, about It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
Glad
we had you on the show now. You contributed to that one thing.
Hey, I had a decent joke or two.
Oh. Most of them about Shannon being old.
Some of them about my girlfriend.
No, that's you're true not too. Giving up sex. Does she like older men?
Wouldn't she be too old for you?
How old is she?
25. Shit! Why did you make me say that? God! Fuck you, Shannon.
Hopefully she will. Anyway, Jesse?
Huh?
What's your favorite? Now you say things.
I don't want to say things anymore. I don't know. Probably the It's Always Sunny Christmas is probably my
it's
favorite.
So
like I'm also a huge fan of the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Yeah. It's a really
it's a
good
must.
One. Yeah.
One of the clothing store, the Jean Library that I worked at 2 years ago, they had that on the loop, and I was like, "That is the most
the Charlie Brown Christmas."
Yeah, I was like, "That's the most fucking depressing thing to put on during Christmas time."
Oh, that's
we've,
pretty
we've
true.
We've got the like we've no. got the instrumental one. The Christmas time is here,
man.
Yeah, there's no way to make that sound good because it's a fucking minor.
If you go watch anything
I mean,
with
it's
Charlie
an acoustic
Brown
version that we've got, it wasn't that
Charlie
bad.
Brown was just
it's
depressing.
Still the tune is just a like it's a sad tune even when you have lyrics.
I don't
to
know.
It.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah, I don't, I love it, don't get me wrong. It's just, it is a sad tune, and it's just how it's written.
Yeah.
Christmas is sad.
It can be.
It definitely
doesn't have
can
to be.
Be.
Yeah, it does.
Like, this is the first Christmas I get to spend, like, Christmas Day with Brittany, and I'm, like, I get to spend the day with my girlfriend, but I'm just not
make sure she hasn't listened to this episode before then.
That's gonna be the trip back.
So long, Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Brittany, it's Christmas. Go easy on him.
This is gonna be you
but
and
she
Asa.
Doesn't go on me at all. That's the joke.
That's because you're gonna go on her.
No.
You're finished first, and then she cleans up.
She's not Lindsay.
Oh my God.
God.
Oh, man.
I do love that I've just been painted the whore now.
This she is was the, painted already.
This is the dirtiest show.
Jesus Christ, Dalton.
Oh, you guys are so lucky I'm not easily offended.
Why are you so mean to Lindsay right now?
Seriously. Well,
he's
not really being
just
mean
on
to
a
her.
Roll, that's
I'm just
all.
Tagging fair. The joke at the end of it. Like, I'm not being
I mean,
mean.
To be fair, I keep setting myself up.
She's playing the ball on the too. Tee. I can't help that it's just an easy hit. Every time, just ding.
Are you calling Lindsay easy?
Well, now I am. Thanks. I wasn't going to. I have respect for her. Well, yeah, I have respect for her.
As much as you can have for a woman.
I'm not going to say okay to that. I've already been bad enough as it is.
You guys are all awful.
True. That's why Christmas
sucks. I hope Santa doesn't get stuck down in the chimney, break his neck while delivering me coal, because that's all I'm getting at this point.
Well, lock your door so Black Santa doesn't take everything from your house.
There's a recipe for Christmas coal treats, and it's like Oreos and marshmallows.
I don't want those little shits getting those. That sounds like a good gift.
What are we talking about?
I found a recipe. It's called Lumps of Coal, and it's made with, like, broken up Oreos and marshmallows.
I mean, I'm down.
I haven't tried it yet, but it sounded tasty.
I mean, like, do they make it basically like Rice Krispie treats with Oreos?
And then they just, you mold it together, and I just totally hit the mic. I'm sorry.
It's fine. We're done.
It's probably fine.
It's probably fine.
And then you just cut it up.
It's probably Christmas.
That sounds
fantastic. It's probably Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I just haven't been in a cooking mood
it's probably
at all.
Christmas.
No, it's Christmas.
Like, I might
dot,
try
dot.
And
it's
make cookies
Christmas.
Tonight
you got
tomorrow,
it. You got
but...
it. All right. So we're going to wrap up this Christmas thing. We're not doing any more shows this week. We're taking the rest of the week off for whatever Christmas turns out to be. Who knows?
Let's hope it's good.
Except we have the Star Wars sequel on Sunday.
Yeah, for Nerd Up.
But
well,
that's Sunday,
that's,
though.
That's Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess
we do have TurtleCon 15 on Christmas Day here at the store. If you're listening to this and you want to come, don't. You're not invited.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess let's just, wish him Merry Christmas. If you guys want, just, not that your family's listening or that my family could, but because they're dead and unless they can hear me through the
God.
Ethereal waves.
Well, now we're back to the depressing era. Good job.
I was visited by three ghosts on Christmas. My mom, my dad, and my Christmas spirit.
I am the worst
you
one on this
you remember
episode.
How Leela keeps
you
telling
were
Fry
a
to
minute
stop
ago.
The stories a sentence early?
So, who wants to wish everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, everyone, and thank you for listening.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I love you.
I'll take it.